here with Bart Druggemuller, and we're talking about Susan Bishop Johnson's seven verbs for deepening our spirituality. And the one we're talking about today is service. So Barb works a lot. I'm one of the ladies that I see, or one of the people I see at Trinity, who does a lot of work outside the congregation, which is what the idea behind this is to serve the community. So what are the places that you serve that aren't inside, not the Trinity, the internal Trinity stuff, but the church stuff?
Mission Store.
Yeah.
For Mission Services London.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've been doing that for?
21 years.
Oh, my Lord. And what do you do there?
When I first started, I worked out the front on the cash, but now I'm in charge of the linens, which is sheets, towels, tablecloths, all grandma's stuff when she passes away and stuff like that.
So you're sorting it when it comes in?
We sort it and then we price it. And some goes out for sale, some goes for a voucher program.
What's the voucher program?
Voucher program is people that have been referred to the Mission Store from agencies like the Food Bank and that don't have money to service themselves with sheets, towels, anything in the kitchen and bedrooms, we look after.
So what sort of people are you? Do you meet the people who are receiving this stuff, or are you just supplying the front end of the store?
Oh, no. Well, I meet them sometimes, but the ladies in the voucher rooms meet them. But I meet them when there's a problem.
Okay. So what sort of people are coming in to
a lot of Syrians
yeah.
right now.
Okay.
Just people that are down on their luck.
Yeah.
Supposed to be a stopgap from having no job to getting a job. Unfortunately, it becomes a way of life for some.
Okay.
But they are sort of trying to stop that.
Yeah, so it's not an ongoing support system. It's supposed to be
temporary. It's supposed to be a one-stop.
Temporary. So how did you get involved in the first place? What drew you to?
Well, Carol Ristin.
Yes.
Got the job in 1993 as the store manager. I retired at the beginning of 94. She started in December 93. I retired in January 94.
Okay.
So she cornered me one day.
She recruited you, did she?
Well, she cornered me.
So why do you do it?
I love it.
In what way?
Well, you feel you're doing something for somebody else.
Okay.
Other than yourself. And gives you a lot of satisfaction to see a lot of people being helped.
Okay.
And hopefully, I know you can't help 100% of people, you know, but if you can get 80% on the right track,
right.
And you get a lot of people from my sister's place who are on drugs difficult to work with.
Right.
But if you can help one of those people out of this, then I think you've done something.
So did you have any special skills in the way into this? Or
No.
What was it Carol, you think, saw in you that said, I'm going to ask Barb?
I don't know. I have no idea. But I really do enjoy it.
Yeah. Mm.
And I hope to do it till I'm 95.
Why 95?
I don't know. It sounds
just
like
just a number you picked, right? Okay. A good target, right?
We've got ladies there that are in their 90s working, yes.
Okay.
But now we're in the biggest store. Have you seen our biggest store?
I haven't been there yet. Where is it?
It's beautiful. It's the corner of Rectory and York Street. A big old grocery store.
Okay.
And
well, I can imagine
that. It's
yeah.
just beautiful.
Yes.
But it's a long way to walk now. We have a lot of walking to do that we didn't have.
Oh, within the store, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
When
okay.
we used to get sheets and we could just fold them, wrap them in, turn around and put them on the shelf. But now
I've been in the back room there.
Yes.
It was a bit crowded when things got busy, right?
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But now we have to walk quite a way
okay.
to put things away.
Did they leave any shopping carts for you?
We've got shopping carts,
you
yes.
Shopping
not
carts.
Enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would you say to someone who had never volunteered in that kind of role of what they might get out of it?
Well, it rather depends on the person. For instance, we've got the twins, Seth, who mm-hmm. went in there, thoroughly enjoyed it, went right in with the people, you know, sort of was able to deal with the problems these people have. William, on the other hand, could not could not deal with that.
Okay.
So you have to know whether you can deal with drug people or, you know, people okay. that are down on their luck.
Right.
For instance, yesterday I had a man who needed shoes and he knocked on the door and saw me working there. So I went out and he said, you know, he gave me his life story first of all. And then for me, he didn't wear underwear, which was nothing to do with the shoes. Mm-hmm. But he told me that. So you have to get used to hearing things like that without yes. blinking.
Yes.
Because it's nothing to me whether he wears underwear or not.
Right.
But it was very important to him for him to tell me that.
So when you say without blinking, do you mean without passing judgment? Is that
That's
kind
right.
of the core thing?
You cannot pass judgment, but
yes.
you also have to not let it affect you in any way.
Is that difficult?
I don't find it difficult, but my husband would.
Did you step right into that level of that?
Yes.
Now, whenever you were working, were you in a customer service role?
Well, I worked at Bell, and
yes.
I worked with people, but not actually people off the street. It was just my colleagues.
You worked internally, okay. Mm. So I was just wondering if because some people get training in customer service.
No.
So it just came fairly naturally to you?
Yeah, probably.
What part of your Christian values do you bring into the store?
Well, just not to judge people,
yeah.
and that's hard.
Yeah.
That is very hard, because sometimes you think, oh, just give your head a shake and, you know, stop feeling sorry for yourself and
yes.
get out there. And it is difficult to do that, but most of the time.
Okay.
I really enjoy talking to these people.
Yes?
Yes. It doesn't bother me at all, most of the time.
And you're there once a week, or?
Well, right now I'm going twice a week
okay.
because we're so busy. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And who, what other volunteers do you meet there?
Well, mostly from Trinity.
There's quite a group, isn't
on
there?
On Fridays, yeah. we have Linda Reynolds,
yeah.
myself. My neighbor across the road goes now. She's a good Baptist.
Okay.
And Marg Cook.
Yeah.
Nancy King. Who else is there on Friday? Oh, Lydia. Yes, yeah, so we've got quite a Trinity group on Fridays.
But other days people are doing...
Well, yesterday actually, I was in, there was nobody there. They're very short of volunteers.
Okay.
So.
What particular things are they looking for?
I would say all aspects of the store, front
okay.
and
oh.
back, but we're really bogged down now.
Okay.
We really, really need to...
Now, the store runs basic business hours of the 9 to 5 kind of Monday to Friday thing?
Yeah, 9 to 4.30.
9 to 4.30.
And on Saturdays, 9.30 to 3, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you need to have that flexibility of time to be able to
well,
participate.
Yeah, we are now, because we all have our own tables out the back. So before, we could only go in on a day that wasn't ours
oh, okay.
if there was a table, but now we have our own table, which right now is up to the ceiling. I don't know how we are going to get under it, but
in material that's been donated, you mean?
Oh yes, we've got yeah.
Yeah, I remember the one time I was down there and they opened the back doors and there was like an avalanche of bags of donated everything came tumbling at you.
Well, right now what happened was they had it's stored everywhere because they
yeah.
couldn't keep it. So when the new store opened, they closed all these storage and brought it in. So there's so much
You're
stuff.
Still going
We're
through
probably
that.
A year or so behind with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just catching up on that.
Mm. I don't think we'll ever catch up.
Quite a
but
moment.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Mm.
So where does the stuff come in from?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
A lot of hotels.
Okay.
When the hotels change their bedding once every 6 months, and each floor they'll do a floor every 6 months, and we get all Station Park stuff. Yesterday, however, I opened 3 bags of blankets, and I thought, oh great, these are double blankets, which we were always short of. I had to throw them all out because they'd come from a hotel, but they're all cigarette burns in all of them.
Okay.
So what a waste of time, you
yes.
know. I wish people would take a look at what they're giving us, but sometimes it's easier for them to send it to us and throw it out
right.
than it is for them to throw it out.
Right.
Mm. But
so you're being quite selective about the stuff that gets
yeah,
passed
yeah.
on.
Oh, yes, yes.
yes
yeah. I wouldn't put anything back that I wouldn't consider using most
okay.
of the time. Sometimes
yes.
you don't have the choice. But
yeah, right. mm-hmm. yeah. So does it feed your spirituality to work there?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. You haven't thought about it much that way?
No, not much. I just enjoy it so much. You know, I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. It makes you think how lucky you are. You know, when we get down and crab about this and that, about the government and everything else, then makes things, puts things right
in a good perspective. Where they belong. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that we are very fortunate. So we've been blessed in many ways.
We have.
And others are struggling.
Struggling, and some no fault of their own. Most of it, you wonder. A lot of these people from the day they were born didn't have any chance in life.
Right.
But it's really good to see the odd ones that can rise above that.
Okay.
And
past the predicted future.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. John Krauss used to say, he taught, and he said it was interesting to him to see kids coming in from the same environment, same maybe drunken parents and whatever, that always there'd be one or two that would rise above that and do well, whereas the others would stay on and sort of go into the same levels as what they
repeat the pattern. Yeah.
But he was always amazed that there was always one or two that could rise above that. And you wonder why, don't you?
Okay. Yes.
I love it. I hope to work till I'm 95.
Well, may God bless you with nimble fingers and strength to stand so that you can.
The fingers are not too nimble anymore.
Yes. Thank you for sharing.
You're most welcome. Mm-hmm.